Our lesson this morning, Psalm 62, 1 to 12, a lesson on relying only ultimately on God for security. Insecurity afflicts many people in many ways, and if it goes unchecked, it can unsettle one's whole way of life. Psalm 62, 1 to 12 offers the ultimate solution to this need, so we study it for our insight and for our edification. I'd like to look to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll get into His Word. Thank you, Father, for the privilege that you give us to know you and to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God, who is our teacher, our helper, the one who also empowers us to live the Word. We thank you for the opportunity and the freedom, the liberty that we have of being able to meet here this morning around the Word of God. We ask that God's people would be built up, edified, strengthened, and directed by their Lord, as we fellowship around His Word, all to the glory of our Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, we'll read the chapter, the 62nd Psalm in the King's English, and then we'll look at it from the Hebrew. Truly my soul waiteth upon God, from Him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you, as a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. And God is my salvation and my glory. Rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be put together in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If wealth increases, set not your heart upon it. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongs unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, behold, belongs mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Okay, the introductory remarks in the English Bible comprise the first verse in the Hebrew text, so we stay with the verse numbering system in our English Bible for clarity with this lesson. So we translate Psalm 62, 1 to 12 as follows. Only, the Hebrew word ak. The Hebrew word ak is an emphatic adverb, and here it's used in the restrictive sense. Most of the times it's used in the restrictive sense, and once it's used in the other sense, which would be the affirmative sense. But David penned this psalm off of the use of this word and the meaning to this word. So a lot of these phrases start with ak in Hebrew, ak, ak, beats like a drum. We don't get this in English, but we get it here in the Hebrew. So I'm going to read it only, that's the emphasis, ak, only in Elohim is my life principle and silent repose. From Him is my salvation. Only, ak again, He, that's emphatic pronoun, is my rock cliff. That's where a soldier gets the upper ground against his enemies. And my salvation, He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. How long will you, that is the enemies, assault a nobleman? Would all of you throw him down, this leaning wall, this tottering fence? They intend only. Now in the Hebrew, the word only actually starts the sentence, but I reversed it so that we would understand it better. They intend only, ak again, to topple him from his lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse, selah. Only, ak again, in the emphatic restrictive. In Elohim is my silent repose, the word dumia again, that was back in verse 1. O my life principle, because from him is my ground or my basis of hope. Tikvah is the basis or the foundation of one's hope. Verse 6. Only again, ak, emphatic restrictive, He is my rock cliff and my salvation. He is my fortress, I will not be shaken. And that's actually a repeat of verse 2 again. Verse 7, upon Elohim is my salvation and my honor dependent. He is the rock cliff, that's Sur again, of my strength. My shelter from danger, Machzeh, is in Elohim. Fully rely, batach, this is an unusual word for faith, but it means to lie flat out on. There's a cognate verb in Arabic that means to lie flat on a slab or something like that, extend the body full. So this is utter dependence. Rely fully in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts before his face, for Elohim is a shelter from danger. That's the Hebrew word machzeh again. Verse 9, surely, ak again. Once again, but this is in the emphatic affirmative sense. Surely men of low degree, Adam, that would be regular common men, are but a vapor, and men of high degree, ish, these would be noblemen, are but a lie, or but a deceptive thing. If weighed in a balance, they are nothing. Altogether, they are but a vapor. Do not fully rely, batah again that appears in verse 8, do not fully again on extortion or take pride in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. One thing Elohim has spoken, two things have I heard, that number one, strength belongs to Elohim. The word strength is the comprehensive word for strength, but it also is used of buying power. The buying power of your dollar, the buying power of your money. And since the context deals with livelihood, I believe that David has that in mind as well as everything else. That strength or buying power belongs to Elohim. And to you, number two, emphatic pronoun, O Adonai, that's the word my master, is loyal love. You, emphatic pronoun again, recompense or pay back or reimburse, shalem, a nobleman, according to his deeds or work. That could be also workmanship. That's his livelihood means. So, we note significant observations and applications of this psalm. David uses the emphatic adverb ak repeatedly to emphasize that God alone is his ultimate security source for comprehensive blessing and livelihood provision. Thus, one must not fear nor join wicked men in their efforts for self-advancement, for God alone rewards a believer for his workmanship. Now, this psalm is most applicable for heads of households who are responsible for protecting and providing a livelihood for their family units. So heads of households must handle their temptations either to feel insecure relative to family protection and livelihood provision issues by focusing on how well they please God, or you can apply it also to the issue of the temptation of wanting to cheat in business or extort people. For God alone is their actual security. So the lesson is David testified that the Lord alone was his ultimate security source for protection and livelihood provision, that he need not fear harmful foes or cheat others for income, but trust the Lord for his recompense. The application is, may we rely on the Lord alone as our ultimate security source for protection and livelihood issues, especially as heads of households, turning from the temptation to cheat others for such security. For God will recompense us or compensate us in proportion to our workmanship. So may we especially rely on God for our livelihood needs. Years ago, I was in a Sunday school class in Dallas. I was going to seminary at the time. I was attending Grace Bible Church, or Dr. Pentecost was pastoring. And in one of our Sunday school classes, we had a man who was a pharmacist. He owned his own business, his own pharmacy. And he said there was a tremendous temptation to do what other pharmacists were doing. Other pharmacists, what they would do, they put, especially when there were elderly people who had poor eyesight and so forth, is put a few pills in the bottle, and they were being paid through Medicare, put a few pills in the bottle, stuff the rest full of cotton, and sell it to them for the full price. And then they would make a tremendous profit because this money was coming in from, and since they were pharmacists, the government, unless they audited them and so forth, wouldn't know the difference, so they were getting all this money. And he says there was a tremendous temptation for him to do that, But he knew as a Christian he couldn't do it, so he would fill the bottles up and then put a little bit of the cotton on the top like you're supposed to. But he would give the customers the full amount. And I've heard of other situations. One time there was a businessman I knew who owned a repair shop, and there were others who were taking advantage with, they had tow trucks and so forth, and they were cheating in on his property, in his realm and so forth, and actually taking customers from them. So there's a lot of cheating that goes on in the workplace. I've heard of other men who are self-employed businessmen talk about this, that the pressure is on to make a living, especially if you own your own business. And with the government today, especially the state of Connecticut, raising, you know, restrictions and so forth, and taxes are going through the roof, there's a tremendous temptation. But the solution is to remember that God is our source of security. The real being for whom we work is the Lord. The Lord is the one who employs us. Especially if we're self-employed, God is our employer. So what we need to do is pay attention to the Lord and to do what the Lord wants us to do, and he will see to it that our needs are met. Many years ago, we had a man here who's now with the Lord, a dear believer in Christ, but he owned a company that was involved in getting contracts for his company. He was involved in trash pickup. And what you would have to do is you'd have to go to the town leaders or councilmen or selectmen and so forth and win the contract in front of them, and you would get the contract for that town and get so many tens of thousands of dollars or whatever for picking up the trash and so forth. And he was bidding, I think it was for the town of Burlington, and he was bidding against another guy. Well, the other guy had cheated on the bid, and he apparently had gotten awareness of what other people were bidding and so forth. And this businessman came to him and he says, "I really need Burlington this year, because if I don't, it's going to be tough to make ends meet. What do I do?" And I said, "Well, you need to go to the meeting and be prepared to give this information about this man. But what you do is wait until you're called upon. Don't make a fuss, don't make a scene." So he did. He went to the town where this was going to occur. And as the selectmen were going through the bids, they covered the bid of his competitor first. And they found a discrepancy in the paperwork, so they threw it out and gave the bid to him. Gave it to this Christian man. And this Christian man was stunned because he never did talk to the selectmen. He was just sitting there, and it was handed to him. So he came back to me, and he was just beside himself. He says, "I'm sure glad I just went there, and instead of blowing up and making a big scene, just sat there and waited, because otherwise I might not have gotten it, or the selectman might have gotten mad at me." But he realized at that particular point, his business was in the hands of God. God knew that this other fellow had cheated, so he arranged for this guy to mess up his paperwork. And of course, the selectmen, they want the paperwork to be lined up because they have to deal with lawyers and they don't want to get sued or anything. So I've seen this type of thing happen many times in all sorts of realms of business. Businessmen, especially Christian businessmen, will talk to me and say, "Boy, I can see the hand of God very powerfully leading. So if I just pay attention to the Lord and recognize that I'm working for him, then he'll cover up the mistakes that occur. He'll cover up the weaknesses sometimes of employees around me. He'll clear the air of a lot of the red tape that I have to go through so that I can do the job that God wants me to do." But we need to rely on the key is Ak, alone, on God alone as our ultimate source. Okay, we'll open it up for questions or feedback. It could be on this subject. It doesn't have to be. If there's something else that has come up you'd like to discuss, feel free to bring it up and we'll talk about that.